Well, I've just been feeling a lot of guilt, and so much so that over yesterday that I've been up all night the night before, and when I finally got up yesterday morning for the day, I was just kind of like in a zombie state of mind. Numb and just kind of didn't care of myself alone, just died. And I didn't. I had no emotions. And I felt that so deeply that I contacted the VA crisis line.
Good.
And went into the hospital. I'm going to check myself in and get some help. Well, on the way there, well, even before all this took place, I was praying. Before I even heard the news to God, but I had anger issues. I was praying to God to take me, relieve all the negative and anger and evil things in my heart. Just to remove them and replace it with unconditional love and positive energy. And nothing was changing. And I kept praying for that. And when I got the phone call, after that I kept praying for that. I didn't turn my back on God. And nothing was happening. And when I got that feeling that morning, yesterday morning actually, on the way to the hospital, I was praying that same prayer. And all of a sudden, it started falling. And started hurting all over, feeling in my chest. And I grabbed my chest. It hurt, and I was screaming that it hurt. But it didn't hurt like a heart attack. But it hurt inside my heart. It hurt like somebody had a hold of it and was rolling it around. And my heart was just rolling like somebody had it in their hands and was rolling it around. And I was still falling and screaming that it hurt. But it bent over. I'm still crying, but then I started smiling. And I kind of straightened up and still holding my chest. Straightening up and smiling and crying and still holding my chest. First thing I know, I'm looking at Joanne and I'm smiling and laughing and crying and laughing. Just started laughing. The tears went away and laughing. I felt pretty good. This is all my anger was gone. My guilt was gone.
Yes.
I was just touched by God. As far as I'm concerned, we don't need to go to the hospital. So we went to the hospital and I checked all in and everything. I told the doctor after I checked in. I told him the story of what happened. I said, I'm fine. I said, I don't know what's going to happen down the road, but
yeah.
I was just touched by God. He just took everything out of my heart, the anger and the evilness and everything. He just took
it. And felt it with unconditional love.
He told me with unconditional love.
That's the peace that passes all understanding. It doesn't make sense, but that's what God does for us. Now it may be in a time like the way you experienced it, might be later, but if we really trust on the blessed hope that we have, God will give you that peace. Because like most parents, we have a lot of regrets and stuff that we did trying to raise our kids, and then when one of our kids go, the guilt comes out in us, and you know, can't control that kind of stuff, but God loves and he knows you.
I got one other thing to add to that. The guilt came from the words that I had spoken to him, and he did not commit. When I was giving him tough love and kicking him out of the house and making him hit rock bottom, I told him the same thing I told my brother years back. In the heat of an argument, I said, "You're dead to me." And I never got the chance to rectify that with him. And I had a little of that now. And I told my brother that years back, same thing. And I had the chance to rectify that with my brother. Because we were reconnected. And the bond between him and I will never be broken again.
Amen.
So, that good came out of that.
Yeah.